Thanks for calling customer support. This is Kiri speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Kiri.
Hi, this is Joanne, and I'm calling for my mom, Betty Gibbons, because she ordered the Keto Ascend 15-day trial and the Cleanse 15-day trial, and she's 82 years old and just didn't know that it would keep coming. And mm-hmm. So now she's had 3 deductions from her account for 55, 58, and 55. And she didn't even know what she ordered or anything about it. And so she has asked me to call to see if I can try to help her.
Okay, well, we can see we have an account for her. Can I have that zip code, please?
Sure. It's 33414. And I have both packages she didn't even open.
All righty. And that first and last name?
Betty Gibbons.
Okay. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address?
Sure. 1863 South Club Drive. West Palm Beach, Florida, 33414.
Okay. Okay, so I do see here that she has the Keto Ascend, the cleanser, and then the keto that reduces appetite, increases metabolism, and that gets rid of body of toxins. On February 25th, when she did pay shipping and handling for that product, it stated in the terms and conditions that you are starting, you know, the 14-day trial. So if you didn't call to get your account canceled within the 14 days, then you are billed the full amount for that product. So that's what the $91.89 was, and the $92.90 in March, and then they just billed her again for this month for the product that they just sent out.
Yeah, so she had no idea. She had pneumonia and then got pneumonia again. She's 82. She just didn't know. I know that's no excuse for you, but I'm just calling to just beg for leniency for you. She never even took these pills. She just, you know, has a little bit of dementia and just ordered this. And I mean, I can return them to you. I don't know how that works.
Okay.
I don't know if you can help me.
Okay, so the products, we actually don't accept those back now due to COVID. Even if it hasn't been open, it wouldn't make a difference, like, if you sent them back or not, because they are a shipping warehouse and not a receiving. So it probably wouldn't get to them anyways. I can get the account canceled, therefore she won't be billed anything again or have anything else sent out to her. But as far as the charges, I can't tamper with those because those are already valid. Those are what she's already been billed for.
Okay, so what was she billed on what days?
Because she has both. She had the Keto Ascend, the Keto Cleanser. Let's see. Yeah, she has both the Keto Ascend, the Keto Cleanser. So she was billed on March 14th. And then, yeah, March 14th for both the Keto and Cleanser, which was one was $91.89, then $92.90. And then she was billed on April 14th of $91.89, and then April 16th of $92.90, because it's reoccurring. As long as your account is active, it's reoccurring. So they will send the product out and bill you.
So she's been billed $366.18 for, she's received one thing of pills and one thing of pills. That's all she's received is 2 packages.
She has 2 bottles of pills or 2 packages, because right here I have 3 shipments have been delivered.
Yeah. No, one says 415, one says 416. And I don't have any from March, But I don't know. I mean, she has dementia. Maybe they're lost. I don't know. But now she's in the hole for $366.18 for pills she's never going to take.
Well, I'm just going by the account.
I know.
And once
I get, she was supposed to cancel them.
Yes, because it was a trial, and by she's already been billed for it. The charges are already valid. That's why I say I can cancel the account. Therefore, she won't be billed anything again or have anything sent
out
to her
again.
For sure, do that. But the charges, these are valid already, and I can't tamper with those due to, you know, it being the account still being active. But give me one second, and I can get the account canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number, and that basically confirms that it is canceled. Just give me one second.
Okay.
On April 8th, you have been on trial of 495 and 496. Now, that trial stated on the website that it was only for 14 days. If you didn't get a performance in 14 days after the trial, we billed you for the full amount of each product on the 15th day. And it also stated on the website that it was due for.
All righty. Do you have a pen and paper ready for the cancellation number?
I do.
That is C as in Charlie. 1. E as in Echo. B as in Boy. D as in David. 6. B as in Boy. 0. B as in Boy. 1. F as in Frank.
Okay. And were these coming out of her checking account, or, and you were using a check number or off her credit card, or what?
It says that it was for the Discover ending in 3953.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So due to the account being canceled, she won't be sent out any more products or be billed for anything else.
So she was diagnosed with pneumonia and has had pneumonia through this entire period. If I got a medical note from her doctor, would that help get this refunded?
I can't speak with my supervisor. Give me one second.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty, so I did just speak with my supervisor, and she also said that even with that, the charges are still valid.
I mean, that's really mean. She's 82. She got diagnosed with pneumonia on the 14th of March and has had it consistently since then. They were, I mean, she went to the hospital and everything. I mean, you know, this is like a really senior person who's in a wheelchair. You know, I get you guys are in the business of making money, but I mean, she is like a really old lady.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I mentioned to her as well, but she just was like, "It's when the charges are valid, it's no way to do anything."
I know, that's why I was like, maybe I could, you know, have her doctor write a note saying that, you know, she had pneumonia. That's why, you know, she wasn't up and about and, you know, calling in for, you know, cancellations on this thing that she ordered because she's out of her mind.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, just, you know, girl to girl, like protecting your mama kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I mentioned to her, that she did have pneumonia and she couldn't call, but my supervisor was just like, you know, that's just what protocol is.
That's kind of rough.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way that I could talk to your supervisor? Maybe they might change their mind. I mean, my mom lives on Social Security. She's so broke. You know what I mean? Like, I pay half her bills.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see.
I wouldn't ask if it was me. I would just take the hit and lose it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, my parents have no money. They have a reverse mortgage. They can't even afford their medicine. My mom ordered this crap.
Yes, ma'am. Well, everyone goes by the same protocol. If I even was to transfer you, they would just tell you the same thing because we really, you know, don't supposed to transfer anyone unless, like, you know, it's something that they could actually do. But everyone goes by the same protocol, so they would just tell you the same thing because that's who I just spoke with when I put you on hold is my supervisor.
Right.
So they would
right.
really just tell you the same thing. And now, you know,
right.
been trying to help out, but when I spoke with her, she was just like, no, because I did mention to her that she had pneumonia and she couldn't call, even with, you know, if she got a doctor's excuse, and she was still just like, it's protocol. So they would just really tell you the same thing because she just told me that.
Right. Is there some place maybe I could try to write into an email that maybe that would help? I'm just trying to help my mom.
Let me see. I can give you, like, an email support number. I mean, support email.
I just want to have to try to help her the most I can, you know?
Yes, ma'am, which I completely understand. I really wish it was something that I could do. That's why I was trying my best.
I know.
But,
I know.
So I can give you an email support number, though. And,
okay.
I don't know which number this is. What's the number here that like you're speaking with now, like which
so when I called I did 844-379-1590.
Okay, so that's the same number here. Okay, so I can give you let me see. Okay, yes, I can give you the email, and then I'm trying to see.
I'm just
going
to try to get the doctor's notes anyway and send them in and just wish upon a prayer and try to help her out. You know what I mean? Worst thing they can do is say no.
Yes, ma'am. Correct. Okay, so I can give you that email. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is support@tryketoascend.com. So TRY, keto, KETO, ascend, AS. CEND.com.
Okay.
And
thanks
that
a
is
lot.
For
I
both.
I know you tried. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay. And that's for both the keto, the ascend, and the cleanser. That's for both of those. And the number is the same for both of those. So you can email them, and then maybe someone can, you know, leave a phone number or something. Maybe someone can get in contact with you guys. about it.
I appreciate it. You have a great night.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.